It's the Madman DVD review.
It is indeed the Madman DVD review. Welcome, Ben. How you doing?
Good. I'm happy to be here.
That's what I like to hear. Why are you so good? Before we chime in, like,
oh, personal reasons. Can't ask me on air.
Okay, on top of the world, looking down on creation, etc.
Yeah, appropriate. Yeah. You knew. Was that a pointed remark? Because you knew what the movie's about.
Hey, I don't know what the movie's about. What movie are we reviewing today?
Today we're talking about Wings of Desire. It's a film by Wim Wenders from 1987.
I was about to say, when did it come out? That would have been terrible.
1987.
Yeah. So, Wings of Desire, and I can see here, I'm looking at the computer screen, a wonderful power of the internet. In German, it's called Der Himmel über Berlin.
Well, it's very much about Berlin and West Berlin, I guess. It's not a... Because this is probably a very important cultural artifact for... I mean, it was still a number of years before the wall came down, but I think it's very much informed by that division still. The wall is quite a thematic presence in the film. You know, it informs a lot of the film's content, but it's basically a transcendental love story. Not like it's fantastical. It's about angels who are immortal and invisible, watching over the city, who comfort people in their times of need, but like is a feeling that washes over people of happiness. They can help people who are feeling demoralized, but these angels cannot experience the wonders of the world themselves. They can only watch and observe. But one of these angels starts to fall in love with a beautiful trapeze artist. And I won't say too much more about what happens, but the movie is very, very bold, I would say. Very a confident movie. I mean, this came out after Wim Wenders' other notable movie, Paris, Texas, which won a fair amount of awards. I think it won the Palme d'Or. So I guess he had the confidence to do something that was a bit more abstract. Very much more abstract.
Sounds abstract. Sounds abstract ass.
Yeah, the movie's in black and white, and most of the... There's little dialogue, but what you do hear is poetic internal monologues. You hear, because the angels can basically hear people's thoughts.
Oh.
So they can hear, like, there's little conversation, straightforward conversation, but there is a lot of, like, just hearing people's thoughts, you know, like... And it's quite interesting. You often imagine when you're sitting on the train, what are they thinking?
I'm always wondering, what are the people listening to?
So, what people are listening
to?
Yeah,
I don't go quite deep as, like, what are they... I reckon they're all just thinking about, like, really trivial, boring stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, that's kind of what the movie's about. But okay. Like, there are people going through lots of problems, and the angels hone in on them and help them through. And then there are people who are just, like, thinking about the minutiae of their day on the train or walking along or playing around. So the movie's like quite, the word is escaping me, but it's a movie that
high concept.
Moves around. High concept, yes, but it's not exactly connected to its characters or anything. It floats around and tours the city in a sense, and it's a bit... It transcends the normal narrative.
Cool.
So, yeah, quite bold.
Sounds a bit freaky. Like, sounds like he really, like, stretched his legs on the director tip.
Yeah, like, it's confident. And it's in both German and English, which is quite odd. You know, some characters are thinking in German, some characters are thinking in English. There's different languages as well, because it's a fairly multicultural city, but they aren't subtitled for some reason, but the other languages are.
How odd.
Yeah, so like characters converse. There are whole conversations completely in English and whole conversations completely in German. And I was like, what exactly is the...
So is it like a moral play? Is it like, you know, about how we can help each other? Or is it about like death and what death means? Or is it about... What's it about, man? Like, what's the theme, I guess?
I guess you'll have to watch it. Ooh. And... make up your own mind.
You heard it here first, listener. You'll have to watch it.
It's certainly a story about love, I'd say. The overlying theme is people experiencing love, feeling love, loss of love, loss in general.
All right. It's about love, which is what this show is about. Horrible segue.
Good times,
love, and horrible segues. And because we are about love and we like to share the love,
nice.
we actually have a copy of Wings of Desire. It actually sounds like Der Himmel über Berlin is a better title than Wings of Desire.
Do you know what that means?
No idea, but it's something about Berlin, right?
Yeah.
Just Wings of Desire, I thought it was, you know?
Oh, there's a sequel.
Say no more. Well, before you get to the sequel, listener, you'll have to watch this one first. And lucky for you, we do have a copy to give away on DVD. And, oh gosh. How are we going to give this away, Ben?
Text in?
What should they text in? What about a song featuring angels? Nah. Ooh. Do you want that? Because all I can think of is that horrible Ronan Keating song. So I don't want to reward the person who knows the Ronan, you know? And through it all... Oh, that's Robbie Williams. Anyway, let's not do that. Just text in your name and your phone number. And maybe tell us who is the angel in your life. You like that one?
That's sweet.
Yeah, tell us who the angel is in your life. And we will give you a copy of Wings of Desire, and you could possibly watch it with them if they happen to be around. The number to text in is 5395. And as you ever been, wonderful job.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Ben Zambo, everybody. Master DVD reviewer.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in color.